This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Ford is pivoting to electric vehicles, and it's cutting some jobs. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Carmaker Ford announced Monday it is cutting 3,000 jobs in an attempt to lower costs. The cuts affect 2,000 salaried employees and another 1,000 contract workers, mostly in the U.S., Canada, and India. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The job cuts at Ford come as the company is undertaking a massive shift towards connected and electric vehicles, says Jessica Caldwell, Executive Director of Insights at Edmunds.
It's going to require so many resources, particularly research and development, as they work towards those goals, that they really, really have to scale down on any expenses that are not necessary.
Ford isn't the only longtime player trying to navigate the transition, says Flavio Volpe, president of Canada's Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association.
Every automaker currently supplying automobiles at volume to the market are either going through this or will be going through this.
Volpe says moving away from internal combustion engine vehicles requires a different set of skills in areas like AI and machine learning. Ford says even amid the current job cuts, it's hiring for new positions, including in departments that make electric vehicles. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Russia's war in Ukraine has made plain the risk of Europe's dependence on that country for energy. As European countries consider alternatives, Scotland is harnessing the power of its wind. Its largest offshore wind farm, called the Sea Green Project on the North Sea, is now generating electricity. Getting it up and running has cost $3.5 billion, but it will eventually be able to generate enough power for 1 million homes. The BBC's James Cook has more.
Sea Green is a vast and expensive project, and the tip of each turbine blade soars above the North Sea. The developers, SSE Renewables and Total Energies, boast that this is the deepest wind farm to be fixed to the seabed in the world. They say it's supporting 3,000 jobs during the construction phase, which is due to end next year, and 700 permanent posts. Energy companies are under pressure for making huge profits while many families and firms struggle to pay their bills. But SSE insists that in the long run, this wind farm and other low-carbon projects will drive down the cost of energy by reducing the UK's reliance on expensive imported gas.
That was James Cook with our reporting partner, the BBC. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 1-0.2% range, with the Dow future up 52 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.021%. There's fresh data out on when and if the U.S. economy will see a recession. 72% of economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics say that we will be in a recession a little less than a year from now, the middle of 2023. But that still is just a best guess right now. We don't know for sure whether or not the Federal Reserve's fight to stamp out inflation by raising interest rates will push us too far or land just right. In the meantime, all this recession talk weighs on people. It can weigh on their mental health even. Joining us now is Angela Sawsville, a therapist and executive coach at Flourish Executive Counseling and Coaching in Denver. She spoke to my Marketplace colleague, David Brancaccio, about what one might call recession anxiety for today's economic pulse.
When I report to others that there could maybe be a recession late this year, early next year, what do you think? Am I upsetting people?
Well, one of the things that we know from research is that anxiety is a highly contagious emotion that easily spreads from one person to the next.
We certainly learned anxiety, given what we've been through with pandemic and the political polarization in America that we're increasingly seeing. It's like we have practice with anxiety.
We absolutely do. Over the past 6 years, the American public has experienced an unprecedented number of circumstances that have created uncertainty and caused them to feel anxious. And current data indicates that upward of 40% of American adults are currently feeling anxious or depressed. And that is a 29% increase from pre-pandemic levels.
But being anxious about one thing can make you possibly more susceptible to being anxious about something else?
Absolutely. Anxiety does not discriminate. It's happy to run amok on any particular topic. An individual can feel pretty calm about the recession and then encounter someone who's discussing it anxiously and leave feeling anxious about it themselves.
Have you seen this in your own family? I mean, specifically about the recession anxiety?
Yeah. So one of my daughters approached me last week. She had overheard all of this talk of recession. She had a look of worry written across her face and came to me and said, "I hear we're headed into a recession. I don't know what that means for our family."
And so you swept it under the rug, ignored the entity, and told her to move on. Kidding. What did you actually do?
Information is power. And so I tried to give her some information about what that would look like for our household specifically.
I know we could sign up for a lot of counseling sessions, you and I, or listeners. But I mean, do you have any pointers, though, about how to address anxiety? Because if it's not recession, it's going to be something else. I mean, just look at the headlines.
Precisely. And fortunately, the strategies that are effective will work for the recession or any other issue that you're feeling anxious about. You can use the same neuroscience principle to install a new neural pathway that helps you experience a positive emotion instead.
Angela Sawsville, a therapist and executive coach at Flourish Executive Counseling and Coaching based in Denver. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.